Start the meeting, calling to order the Whitney Tab meeting for January the 27th, 2022. Stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, just to make note, Chris Folks is absent. We still have a quorum of three. County staff introductions.
Blanca Vasquez, Clark County Administrative Services, Commissioner Gibson's office, and then also today is the Whitney Secretary.
Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board council about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on the agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments may be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your name for the record. If any member of the board or council wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board council by majority vote. Approval of the minutes for December 30th, 2021. If there's no objections, I move to accept the minutes. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, so motion is approved. Approval of the agenda for today, January 27th, 2022. If there's no objections, I move to accept the agenda for December 22nd, 2022. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion is approved. Informational items. Anybody with informational?
No.
Nothing? Okay, moving on to planning and zoning. Do you want to make some statement?
Yes, just for the record, I'm disclosing that I am the treasurer of the Explore Knowledge Foundation Board, which is another charter school here in the Valley. And so, and because we have a charter school situation in front of us, I'm just disclosing that.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay, so moving on to specific agenda item, UC-21-07-10-3RMP, RPM4 LLC. Use permit for a school in conjunction with an existing retail center on 2.4 acres in a C2 general commercial zone, generally located on the south side of Tropicana Avenue, 300 feet east of Boulder Highway within Whitney. We have an applicant.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, board members, Nathan Taylor, 8414 West Farm Road, representing the applicant. I'll be brief tonight. We do ask that you follow staff's recommendation for approval. Just to give you a little information, Acceleration Academies, as one of your board members already stated, is a school, and essentially we're excited to have something going in here because there's a lot of vacant space. They have a contract with CCSD, and essentially those students are having issues with normal type learning situations. This gives them an option to have more one-on-one time with instructors so that they can help get their grades up and, you know, have a good future. So they have locations all across the country. Chicago, I think they have one. I think they have one in Florida. So we're excited to have them come to Vegas because I hope that they open up other locations around the Valley. But with that said, we just ask that you follow statute recommendation for approval. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer.
Okay, you're open to public for comment. Okay, closed to public for comment, open to the board.
So, do you already have a contract or a charter with CCSD or with the state school board?
My client has advised me that they already have a contract with CCSD.
Good.
And you do have two other places already. They have two other places in town working already. Thank you. That was the only other thing I had, just to make sure they had other places. I apologize. I do have one question. It says suite 124, but the square footage on there is very small. So did they expand and take a couple of suites on there? Is that what that scenario is?
Yeah, they're taking up that whole space, I believe, on towards the end of the building. They're taking up all of that.
Yeah, okay, that's what I kind of...
I'm thinking that they might wind up changing the numbers on the building.
Yeah.
They're taking up all the spaces. But I think that'll be part of their tenant improvements when they
get
that far.
Yeah, because the square footage that they were looking for...
It's a pretty big space.
Yeah, okay. That was my only other question that I had. Or statement.
Good.
I'm good.
And what's the age group?
High school.
High school?
They're current high school.
Okay. And then I think in the notes it said basically just during the day.
Yeah, I believe it says 8 to in the back
eight to four.
Yeah.
So there wouldn't be any
nothing in the activity. Yeah, nothing.
So like the curriculum's not like a regular school where there's after school.
Exactly.
Okay. And I noticed that there's only a group, I think it was like largest is 30 and it's probably like flowing, but is there security? Do I have any type of security?
You know, I really don't know the answer to that question. I know that a lot of these centers have that property owners actually are the ones that are providing security. But I don't know. They haven't advised me that they are providing security as the tenant. So I don't, other than that, that's all I know.
So possibly the school district police would be in?
I'm sure that, I don't know if that's part of the contract. I never read the contract, but I don't know how that works.
Oh, they don't. Oh, okay. Thank you. Okay. And then the kids are just up to themselves, right, to get there, or are they?
Yeah, there's no busing.
Yeah.
Just
driver, walker. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I have a question. So I know with charter schools, because they're typically located in commercial centers, sometimes dropping off and picking up becomes an issue because they're not planned to be a school. Is there a pick-up and drop-off zone here?
I believe there's entrance here and entrance here. So if there was an issue with, you know, how some of the schools do it, where they come in and come out, they could probably come in here and exit out here, or come in here and exit out here on the Tropicana.
So it's not part of the plan then?
No.
You don't have any of that as part of the plan?
We're really over-parked, so, and that parking lot's pretty big, so I'm thinking that they're not really going to have much of an issue with that.
Is there entrance on the side?
There's an entrance to the Tropicana, and there's also behind the
Walgreens. Okay, okay.
Yeah, there's an entrance off of here.
So it's not walled off?
No, it's open.
Yeah, it's not walled off.
You can go through here.
So you can exit, you can enter here and then go this way.
Right.
Okay.
Or you can walk through here.
That, I mean, I think just as a consideration for the other tenants that are there, is there a church there?
Yeah, there's a church and
church
an auto
there.
Sales place.
So I'm just, as a courtesy, they might want to consider a plan, because that's going to get crazy in the morning and crazy in the evening. I just, usually when we see charter schools, we typically see a drop-off and pick-up plan.
I'll mention it to them for sure.
Okay.
But it's only 30 students, right?
If your max is 30, I mean, it's still 30 cars.
Yeah.
But, you know,
It's still. Everyone starts at the same time, and everyone's going to be dropping off and picking up at the same time.
Well, they can't park on Trop because the building is right on it. So they would have to go into.
No, I don't think that there would be a issue of traffic on Trop. I think it would just be inside of that shopping center, and so it would be might just be an issue for the other tenants.
I'll tell them to work with their fellow tenants to make sure that they're being good neighbors and not blocking any of the businesses that are already there.
Okay. That's all I have. Sorry.
Where's your next stop? Is it the planning or is it just
the planning commission?
Planning commission.
Yeah.
Maybe you might want to, because that might be brought up there, so you have them be prepared to say something before they go before that.
Okay.
Under the planning commission. Anyway.
Anybody like to make a motion? appreciate.
No, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay. No objections. I would like to move in favor of the applicant for. UC 21-07103RPM 4 LLC. All in favor?
With the staff recommendations.
Oh, with staff recommendations, thank you. With staff recommendations. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, pass.
Thank you, board. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Have
time.
A great evening. Safe travel. Call.
Thank you.
Yeah, they've got two locations here in town already, in, up on Craig and over on.
Yeah, I saw that they were existing entities. So
yeah.
That's interesting.
That's a good program, I think, for kids.
East Bonanza and then West Craig. So it's not like.
And then
that.
This is going to be the opening soon.
Yeah, that strip mall has been empty for like 10
years.
Oh
my God.
Forever.
It has. It was such a cute mall when it first popped up, right?
Yeah.
But I think it popped up right
before. We might want to